Plot twist.
What's up, world? Welcome to the positive truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
This is super awkward episode. You want to explain the awkwardness, Tim?
So JP and I usually record at each other. He's at his house, I'm at my house, we're on video. We're in person today, right in front of each other. So all the jokes we're making, we get to say it to each other's face. It's going to make one hell of an episode, guys.
You're not going to go into more on things going on? That right there?
We have a camera in front of us. We look good, man. You got a haircut recently, too. I got a hat on. We're doing what we need to do.
I'm actually going
to
grow out the curls.
Really?
I'm dead serious, yeah.
Like, you're going to grow out the right way, or you're just going to let it go COVID curls? Because I remember those.
Okay, first off, I have to go COVID curls first before I cut it.
Touche.
Second of all.
You're going to go with the curls and the fade?
With a taper, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
The curls for the girls. I like to see it.
My beard got made fun of too much. And so I went with the goatee and I knew I couldn't beat yours. And then people were like, Tim, you're not as happy as you usually are. And I'm just like, okay, I cannot be compared to Tim for the rest of my life.
I was in Moore the other day and a guy was like, hey, I thought you're only the delivery driver. I was like, yeah, now sometimes they have me doing work and I just walk straight to the back. I was like, oh, man. Good times. Good times.
Do you want to tell everyone about our contest?
Absolutely. So if you send us a story at our email address or on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast at Gmail or at the Positive Truth Podcast in your search bar on Facebook, we are going to send you a shirt. That's right, a Positive Truth shirt for free. Send us a story. We're going to talk about them all on one episode here pretty soon. And then we're going to send everybody a shirt. This is the first time I've actually seen one in person. JP just handed it to me. Oh, we got stickers. I actually have one on my computer. This is a nice one, though. But this is what the shirt looks like here. You have our new Positive Truth logo here on the left. And then on the back, nice and bright and big. You can see it all with all the flags inside there because we get listened to all over the world. So we might as well represent everybody is how I see it.
That was a really good promo you got there, buddy.
Hey, we're in person. Let's do this.
John Cena, Cody Rhodes type of promo. Can't see anything. We have tried to record this episode like 3 times due to audio errors. We might have just found a format, though. I don't know where to look at right now. Do I look at the camera? We haven't recorded like this in a while. Do I look at you? I'm just going to look at Tim.
Ha, all right. I'm looking at you through the camera, so let's do this.
I'm not sure how this is going to work. But we have done this episode like 3 times. Hopefully the audio sticks this time. It's best of August, our favorite positive news stories of August. Tim, what do you have for your first one?
Man, I'm going to talk about an 11-year-old boy. This is best of the month. I'm talking about Gage. If you don't remember, Gage went to the lake with his aunt. He got there a little bit early. And when he was there, he decided, you know what? I'm going to check out the scenery. I'm going to check out the lake. I'm just going to stand over here. And that's exactly what he did. He said it was beautiful, but he feels like he got there early for a reason. What happened next was a woman came by and said, hey, a little boy just dove into that water and he hasn't come back up for air. He looked around for a second. And then a couple seconds later, the mom of the little boy said, my son cannot swim. Gage, being 13 years old, didn't hesitate. He ran straight into the water, dove in, and was looking for this boy in this murky water. As he's in there diving around, he was getting ready to go back up for air, but then he finally saw the little boy. He decided, I'm not going back up for air, I'm going to get him now. He grabbed him, went up for air, went to the shore, and immediately started doing CPR, the 13-year-old boy. While he's doing CPR, 3 women are walking by because they heard all of the commotion. They happened to all 3 be nurses. They took over, kept doing CPR until first responders are actually able to get there. First responders continued the CPR. They took him to the hospital. And a few days later, he was actually out of ICU and recovering. Gage, during those 3 days, 13 years old again, was sad and depressed. But then he said he had moments of clarity and he was happy because he didn't leave that little boy there. Finding out the little boy survived, of course, Gage is happy. Everybody's happy. And Gage is being held as a hero, as he should. But to me, this was one incredible story, one story I wanted to have as the best of the month. Because being 13 and being a hero like that, it doesn't happen very often. And I think any kid that's willing to risk their own life to save somebody they don't even know deserves to be talked about here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Do you have a video?
I have a video of an interview with him at the fire truck that actually pulled up. He was able to take some pictures with that, and they did an interview with him, and that's how we were able to find out the information about him being super sad and then finding out he actually lived. He was super happy about that. I thought this was a cool story all around. Yeah, we'll definitely share this stuff to the Facebook page if you haven't seen it already at the Positive Truth Podcast.
The youth are awesome with Positive Truth. Tim's cheating, has a computer up. My computer is doing the video.
Oh, plot twist.
We didn't put out an episode last week, but we recorded one. And it was late and my mic broke, one of our technical difficulties. And I didn't feel comfortable putting it out because one of the stories we talked about was the Ozzy Osbourne concert, raised $190 million, and then he passed away 2 days later. Definitely want to talk about it on here. It's the highest grossing charity concert of all time. $190 million. Insanity. Absolutely insanity. There's 40,000 people there and 1.58 million people watching.
The bananas, man. That's bananas. All the numbers are bananas.
Definitely want to talk about it on here. Hell of a way to go out, giving back. Huge fans here at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Absolutely. Anytime people come together to do something good for anything, we're all about. But that was their first concert they've had in what, like 25 years? It was something ridiculous that I saw.
Yeah. I'm not cheating like you.
Touche. It was like 25 years whenever I saw it. So for the fact that they got together like that, raised $190 million, man, rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne. That's one hell of a way to go out, though.
Absolutely. What do you have for your next positive truth?
Man, I have a 12-year-old boy again. So this 12-year-old boy was actually talking to his grandmother. His name is Ramir Parker. When he was talking to his grandma, they started hearing some sparks, so to speak. So that's whenever he was like, hey, I'm going to go check it out, being the man of the house at the time. He goes down to the basement and he saw some smoke. He immediately runs back upstairs, tells his grandma, there's smoke, there's a fire. The grandma immediately, what about your siblings? Ramir took off downstairs, grabbed his younger siblings, went back upstairs through the smoke, grabbed his grandmother on top of that, helped her get out of the door, went to the front yard where first responders were called by the neighbors because they saw the smoke as well. They all received first aid. And of course, Ramir is being held as a hero, being 12 years old, not only saving his grandmother, but his younger brother and sibling. The coolest thing about this, it's just like the story before that I had. There was no hesitation. It was save my family, no questions asked. I loved everything about it.
The youth are awesome with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Tú sabes.
We're halfway through our best of the month, and we usually pause for audio meditation, but we don't do that on best of the month. We do Parent Corner with Tim. So Tim, give us funny, crazy, sad, give us the life of being a parent in July 2025.
Highlight moments still in July of 2025. We went out to eat. We went to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, sponsor us.
Please.
So we were all eating. It was the wife, the kids, the wife's parents as well. We're having a good time. And my son, he loves Spider-Man. I know I've talked about it before in the past, but he's always throwing webs at anybody or anything. And he looked at me and was like, Daddy, webs, and shoots some webs at me. But his hand didn't look the same. He only had his thumb up, his middle finger up, and that was it. And I'm like, wait, what? So I just look at him for a second. And there's other families around us that I know could see this. I'm just like, no, man. So I close his fist. My wife sees it. She's cracking up. Her dad sees it. He's cracking up. I'm like, no, man, those aren't webs. Do this. So I did the webs for him. He does it. Then he closes his hand and then he just sticks up his middle finger, flipping me off. Webs, daddy, webs. Hilarious moment. He's never done anything like that. And I thought it was just the funniest thing because I didn't know he had it in him. But it was a good time at Buffalo Wild Wings for sure.
I'm surprised Edna laughed.
Oh man, you already know. Like I did, I was surprised she laughed. That's why I was like, wait a minute, is this okay? I was looking at the finger, what is going on?
Usually Edna's the mature one. Don't reinforce him, but that's how you know it's a funny story.
Indubitably.
I know we're not doing audio meditation, but it just hit me. We haven't actually tested this. We tested it without the video, so hopefully this is working.
Oh, the technical difficulties we have had. If it did not work.
I mean, it might not be. We'll find out here.
You told me you were an editor before this episode started.
I just tested it because you said you could make the video work. I'm not editing this out. Speaking of that, my next favorite positive news story of the month is about Bob Becker. He retired 20 years ago and he didn't want to be bored. So he tried painting, didn't really like it. Tried doing like random community things, didn't like it. picked up running at 60 years old.
That's what I like to hear.
He started running and he liked it a lot. So he started running not just races, not just marathons, ultra marathons. He recently competed in the Badwater Marathon 20 years later at 80 years old. If you don't know what the Badwater Marathon is, ultra marathon is, I didn't know either. Starts in Death Valley where temperatures can get to up to 125 degrees Fahrenheit or 43 or 44 degrees Celsius if you're using better terms of metrics. And it's an uphill race to a 14,000 foot mountain, 135 miles.
The hardest ultra marathon in the world, basically.
And you have to complete it in 48 hours. And he just did it at 80.
You know what's funny? We've done another story about this race, about somebody completing it, but that person wasn't 80. So that being said, this is wild so far.
I'm washed because when I turned 70, I ran it and then I ran it back without stopping. So you can pick up anything and you can do anything. What's funny was for my birthday this year, I went running and I probably ran a half a mile. I was like, I think I'm going to die.
You decided to go running on your birthday?
I didn't tell you this.
No, this is new.
Oh, it's bad.
That 5K bad?
Maybe worse.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
I am good now. I've been doing cardio now. It's been cardio yesterday. It's one of those things where it's called a zone 2 training where you have to like
keep your heart rate at a certain level. Yeah.
I've been doing that because I always start out in the first 100, 200 meters feels like I'm 18. And then there's a wall and the wall hits hard. Anyway, Bob Becker didn't start running until he was 60. And now he's doing ultra marathons. Just shows you can do anything. It's one of my favorite positive news stories of July.
Are we going to jump in some road races, JP? Did this motivate you to do that?
No, it motivated me to run less than a 7. I always made the joke. I'm like, a 6-minute mile is easy. It's just a minute 30 times 4. You just need to stretch your legs out. I can't even stretch my... I can't even do a stride anymore. Like, all my steps are like...
Yeah, they're short. Yeah, no, trust. Yeah, if you don't use it, you lose it.
See, I'm just trying to get back to that. But I'll get there.
You know me. I was that runner back in the day. This kid, like, lapped me when I was running at the park the other day. I was so mad. I tried to pick it up, but I just left. I was like, I'm not about to die out here in front of him so he can laugh at me. It's tough. Tough out here in these streets.
It's okay. We're going to get there. We're going to be like Bob Becker. What do you have for your next positive news story, sir?
My last favorite positive news story of the month comes from Swindon, Wilshire. So I know everybody remembers it. It's about Josh, who's 16 years old, was getting bullied at school, wasn't really too happy. And that's when his parents decided to step in. His dad was part of a motorcycle club, gets on Facebook like a lot of people do. Hey, some people on their motorcycles come by, escort my son to prom. He's been having a rough time. When he did this, he assumed, I know a lot of people, about 50 bikes are going to show up and it's going to be a good time. It's going to be special. Little did they know, 1,500 bikes showed up. People with signs, people cheering on Josh, letting him know this is special, this is amazing. When Josh's mom walked outside and saw how many people there, she teared up and people were just yelling, it's okay, this is for Josh, it's going to be okay. It was one of the most special moments that she's ever seen in her entire life, probably that entire community, just to be honest. They ended up going to prom. Josh is on the back of the motorcycle, smiling as big as he can be, gets to prom with 1,500 people escorting him over there, has a great time. And all that was done afterwards was the parents thanking everybody and sharing the story and everybody else like us talking about this story, because all it takes is a community to change somebody's life. And I know it sounds like a lot, but at the exact same time, we're all part of the community somewhere. So just talk to your neighbor a little bit, see what we can do to help. And I think this is one of those things. Power of Social Media is an episode we've done, in 2018 or something like that. And it just shows that if you use social media in the right way, you ask for some help, help will come.
Community, everything the positive truth's about.
Dos Abas.
Do you have a video of this?
I have some pictures. I don't really have a video. I bet I can find some though, and then we can share it. Maybe even on here. I don't know, but we can try.
You're the editor master. Can't even figure out how to get the video on.
I'm editing something. You got this. Watch. We'll see. You guys got me, right? They got me.
How many push-ups if you don't edit anything in the next month? Not editing this out.
Like 100.
How is that going to take you 10 days to do?
Nah, I told myself yesterday, I was like, I don't think I've ever done 100 pushups just straight out. I think
really?
I think the highest I've ever gotten is like 75 or 70 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I've never done just a full-fledged 100 pushups. I was like, I want to see if I can train myself to do that.
Huh. I don't think I have either now I think about it. I've definitely done 50 before.
Yeah, I've definitely done 50 because I couldn't do 50. And I was like, oh, I'm getting the 50. And once I got to 50, I was like, let me keep going. But yeah, now I'm going to 100 now. Okay. I need to. I got a small chest anyways, small back. Hey, it's time.
You gonna try out for the comments?
No, man, I'm keeping this hat on because my hairline scooted back bit this year.
I mean, you're gonna work out so you can try out for the comments. I was trying to make that joke.
I'm also
not editing that out.
Oh man, Comet Games, Oklahoma City Comets is our minor league baseball team. I actually enjoyed the game so much with the kids. Like the fact that I know this is something me and my son can do by ourselves. So I'm like, man, we're about to have some fun now. He had a blast playing in the park. He actually watched some of the game.
Did they like the fireworks at the end?
They loved the fireworks at the end. It was such a good experience. I think we're going to do it again next year.
Maybe they should hang out with Uncle JP on 4th of July.
Yeah, they're going to have to scoot back with Uncle JP. Got my son blown up over here.
Every family member I know just laughs. Like that story. I have to end on a hero story since your first two were hero stories. It's about Dr. Twerdov, Ukraine, working on the front lines in the hospital. He's a heart surgeon.
Right.
He has a young girl. He's been trying to monitor and her heart starts failing. And she's like, oh, she's not going to make it. You need a heart transplant like now, like in the next 48 hours. But they're 20 minutes away from where the drones and bombs are being dropped. So they found a heart donation, but it's on the
other side of the war.
So he gets in his car and is like, okay, I got it. And they're like, okay, but if you come and you make it, you're gonna have to perform the surgery over here for the person, like basically perform the autopsy, save it. You'll only have so much time to get it back to perform the surgery because we don't have the equipment because war. So what does he do? Easy work. Gets in the car, does his little 3 hours because it's not like it's a road because there's obviously holes, bombs. They're driving off the road. They're trying to make it. 400 drone strikes, 18 missiles. None of them got him. Made it over there. Performed the heart surgery. Did the whole ride back getting shot at. Got back over the line. Got in the hospital. Saved the woman's life. It's going to be a movie one day, and if it's not, disappointment with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Look, there's already movies that are fake where they're like, oh, I have to get this heart and put it in a cooler and go somewhere else and all kind of crazy stuff. That's not even real. So if they don't make this into a movie, we will.
Are you going to edit it, director? You set yourself up for that one.
Oh, nobody's watching that. I'm going to try.
That is our favorite positive news stories of July. Hopefully this worked on the fifth attempt. We shall see. We didn't actually test this video. We're about to find out. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm going to read it because I can't see. All it takes is just a little change of perspective and you begin to see the world a whole new way.
Like us in this video?
I know, we're in HD. Hey!
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.